Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Mike Palaya.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio. I'm Mike Palaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Come visit the site, read the articles, listen to the podcast, join the club, and help us raise money for the kids at the same time. As you know, you can see my work on SteelCityUnderground.com, where we have many great columnists covering the Steelers all day, every day, with plenty of different articles, podcasts, points of view, and other coverage on AFC North and more. So please check us out there. And last but not least, you can find me in the Pittsburgh Courier online. So please check that out as well. All right, so let's get to it. For the fourth straight week, I can come to you and say the Steelers have won. They are now 5-4 after what looked like a very devastating start and what looked like a year that would most certainly end without a playoff appearance. At the moment, the Pittsburgh Steelers sit in the number 6 seed and are the last team to make the playoffs if the playoffs were to start today. Now, as we all know, the playoffs do not start today. We have 7 more games to go, and that starts this Thursday on the road against the rival Cleveland Browns, who are actually coming off a victory over the Buffalo Bills. The Browns at 3-6 are very much hoping to cling to life. The Steelers can put them right out of their misery this week and then get them again in 2 weeks and end it for good. I expect that they will do that both times. It's not going to be easy. The Browns are going to be up for it. Excuse me. But they can and will come to play. I hate these short weeks. I have never been a fan of these Thursday night football games. Even when the Steelers play, it's just the quality is not there. I think the NFL should get rid of it, leave it for college. And I expect a sloppy game with a lot of penalties because the NFL, that's all they do is call penalties anymore. And on a Thursday night, it's worse. I don't like this, but it is what it is. So the Steelers do travel there. The first thing they're going to do, I hope, defensively at least, is force Baker Mayfield to beat them. Baker Mayfield thinks he's Tom Brady. Baker Mayfield is just Baker Mayfield. And quite frankly, he's not that good, at least not this season. I think he's better than his numbers show. I think he's a playmaker. I think he can be somebody that can make big plays. But if anybody's going to beat them on this team, I would leave it in the hands of Baker Mayfield. I don't want to mess with Nick Chubb. I don't want to mess with that running attack if I can avoid it. And I think that that's what they're going to do. They're going to force Mayfield to throw the ball. And I know that he's got Odell Beckham Jr. He's got Landry Jones. But Jarvis Landry. I always have the Steelers on the brain. He's got those two guys out there who are very, very, very good receivers. Both of them are number one type receivers. But you got to be able to deliver them the ball. And with this ball-hawking defense that the Steelers have right now, even if they catch the ball, they're not going to get very far. Minkah Fitzpatrick is going to be wherever that ball is. If that ball is a yard down the field, Minkah's going to be there. If it's 35 yards down the field, he's going to be there. And if it's 75 yards down the field, he's going to find it. I expect him to get another turnover of some kind, a pick, a fumble recovery, maybe both. This guy is turning into, and I said this before, but he is turning into the best trade since Jerome Bettis, and there is absolutely no arguing any of it. No arguing any of it. It's been a phenomenal pickup, and everybody that questioned this, I was not part of that group, but everybody that questioned this trade back in week 3, in between games 2 and 3, how do you feel now? They gave up a first-round pick for this guy, and he has been a game slash season-changing pickup. It's been unbelievable. Best safety they've had since Troy, which has been about 5 years. And he's turning into a guy that already, after only playing 7 weeks here, has to be signed for a long period of time when his contract is up, which I believe is in a year or two. They have time, but I think he can only go up. He's only 23 years old. This guy's going to get better and better, if you can believe that or not. Goodbye, Sean Davis, right? and that's okay. He elevates this team. And what this team is going to do this Thursday night, as they have for the last several weeks, is they're going to blitz the hell out of the quarterback, Baker Mayfield in this case, force him into bad throws, sack him, TJ Watt, Bud Dupree, as Freddie Kitchens called him, the best two edge rushers in the game. And they have been getting in the backfield without any resistance the last several weeks, and I expect that to continue again here. They are going to force Baker Mayfield to beat him. They are not going to let Nick Chubb beat him. Nick Chubb is going to have to try to get through that line, Hargrave and Cam Hayward, and if he does, Vince Williams and Devin Bush will be there to stuff him just 2-3 yards down the road. So I'm looking for another stifling defensive performance from this group. I think that they're going to put up another 4 to 5 sacks and get at least 2 more turnovers, and they're going to shut Cleveland down. They are. I think it'll still be a close game, however, and that being because the offense just isn't really producing a lot of points. Now, Mason Rudolph has been playing pretty mistake-free football, and I think that's worth noting. And for those of you that thought he was going to step in and be Ben Roethlisberger, the Hall of Famer, that's absurd. That's not fair. And for those of you that thought he was going to step in and be Ben Roethlisberger when Ben Roethlisberger was in his first year, also not fair. I've seen some stuff floating around online where he has, Mason Rudolph has comparable numbers to Roethlisberger in his first year through the first 7 or 8 starts that he's had. But the eye test will tell you that Rudolph is not as good as that rookie Roethlisberger was, and that's fine. If he continues to grow and win the games, we'll take it because that's all we have at this point. There should be no clamoring for Duck Hodges. I love the way Duck played in the game and a half that he played. He did his job as a backup. He proved that he can be a backup. He didn't prove that he should be starting the season. No, I'm not anointing Rudolph as the heir apparent to Roethlisberger, but he was drafted, in my opinion, to be that. And given the fact that Roethlisberger is not playing this year, stop giving this guy a bunch of grief and allow him to play football. Yes, I do have a problem with how long he holds on to the ball, and he has to have better pocket awareness, especially within the end zone, having given up 2 safeties in 2 weeks. That can't continue, especially as they get down the stretch and they need those games, and they can give up 2 points here and there. It could cost them. But he is the starter for this season. He deserves the next 7 weeks. Let's see what he can do. I think Roethlisberger hopes to be back next year, and if he is fully healthy, this is his team until he says it isn't. But that doesn't mean that Mason Rudolph is not the future quarterback of this team either. We're going to learn that over these next 7 weeks, hopefully, maybe more if they make the playoffs. Offensively, they need to run the football. They need to continue to get the ball downfield beyond 10 yards. Deontay Johnson and James Washington appear to be threats now, which is great. Hopefully that opens up some more throws to Juju, because I don't care what has happened so far. Juju is a game breaker. He's not Antonio Brown. He admitted that this week. That's fine. He's Juju Smith-Schuster. He is a legitimate receiver. And if we can get him the ball downfield, he will make plays, as we have seen. But when he's double teamed, Johnson, Washington, Vance McDonald, those guys need to step in. And to set all of that up, I don't care who it is, but we need to be running the football effectively at 4 yards per carry and 20 to 25 times to help Rudolph and to protect Rudolph. For his part, I said it, but I'll say it again. Rudolph, when he is dropping back, needs to be aware of the pocket collapsing. And especially when he's back towards the end zone, get rid of that football. Now, from a punt return perspective, because I think special teams will play a factor again, Switzer probably isn't going to play, but even if he were healthy, we have to end this Switzer experiment. And I've supported him for a while. I like him. I've met him. I've talked to him. He's a good guy. I still think he's a good locker room guy, but I'm willing to wave the white flag on him at this point. Just like he waves the flag for fair catches almost every single punt, it's over. It's over. He's not doing anything. He's not doing anything. He has no presence in the passing game. And he is not moving the football when he's returning punts and or kicks. Move on. Deontay Johnson, to me, is that guy. I think he can make some plays. He's got some of that flashiness that Antonio Brown used to bring to punt returns. And I think it's time to allow him to be the guy and see what happens. I think we'll see that against Cleveland. Boswell, as we continue with special teams, keep making those kicks. I think it's going to come down to him again, potentially. Maybe not, but, you know, he's got to make his kicks as he has. Stellar year, Pro Bowl year. What a bounce back. I mean, just an unbelievable bounce back. Really happy to see that for him. I'm glad he got that chance this year because I didn't know if he would. And then lastly, the penalties. Now, a lot of times I get on to Tomlin and talk about discipline when it comes to these penalties on the Steelers over the years. But quite honestly, this year, it's just been all over the NFL. The NFL is hard to watch. That game the other night against the Rams was hard to watch. There are too many damn penalties being called. Who knows what pass interference is? Who knows what anything is at this point? Who knows what a pass is anymore? I mean, quite honestly, things have to change with the NFL because their game is hard to watch. And I suspect that Thursday night, we're going to see 20 flags on the field again. Either way, let me wrap this up by saying I think the Steelers win the game. I think it's going to be close just because the defense is going to keep the Browns down, but the Browns defense with Myles Garrett and that attack there are going to contain the Steelers as well. So I'm going to go with a Steelers victory 20-16. I will talk to you next week, hopefully after another Steelers victory.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.